Numerous showers and thunderstorms from time to time today and tonight. Locally heavy downpours in spots. High today 89, tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, the risk of leftover showers will mainly be the first half of the day. Drier air overspreads the area later on. Cooler Wednesday night, low 67. That's going to be nice. Less humid for Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 90s and plenty of sunshine. Showers return for the Labor Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Mr. Sandman. It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, open 10 to 6 Tuesday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Guys, welcome back in 5.5 minutes past 10.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
This is what happens on election day. The werewolves come out. No, Red Top called during the break. We have a correction to something that he said over the air last segment. The city council race was on the ballot. He got clarification after the phone call. The city council race was on the ballot. Look at your ballot carefully, people. Your race may be at the bottom of the page. It may be on the left side of the page. It may be on the right side of the page. It may be on the back side of the page. If you go in and can't find it, ask a worker to help you find both races, both available races. I'm not talking about House District 74. That's a different line. You got to go back through another line, and that's just a part of Montgomery. That's kind of the Atlanta Highway corridor of Montgomery. The rest of Montgomery, except for City Council District 9, should have a runoff. I mean, should have a city council race. So look at your ballot carefully. You got to perform your civic duty, and sometimes your duty requires you to scan the entirety of the 8.5 by 11 ballot. Look at it all. Look at all of it. Scan all over the place. Top, bottom, left, right. You'll be good. George, you're on the air.
Hey, Yeah, Baron, I'm glad you said what you just said. Let me tell you my experience with voting. I live in a, and where you vote depends on where you live.
Right.
All right. I live in a place such that I am in, inside the city limit, so I get to vote for mayor. I'm in City Council District 1, so I get to vote for that. That's Bollinger and Avery. But I am also out here on the east side, and I am included in House District 74.
Really?
Yeah.
I know it went all the way out to your house.
There's 15 precincts, it says, that are in House District 74 that are inside the city limits.
Hmm.
So I usually vote for everything at Frazier, but this time to help me not have to go to Frazier to vote for House District 74 and then go to my municipal polling place at Arrowhead for the city, they put both ballots, both operations at Arrowhead for people like me that live in District 1 inside the city, but in House District 74.
I got you.
So you go out there. It's really cool. They got the ballroom at Arrowhead. One side is the mayor's race, and there's a lot of people over there running around. And then down the middle, they got yellow tape, you know, from the police department.
Yeah.
And then you back up to the front door and go left, and you go through the same process, show them your driver's license, they scan it, sign the sheet, get a ballot. That's for House District 74. Two separate elections in the same place.
You know, I've already considered buying that tape because I have three girls in one bedroom and four boys in another. And at some point, I'm going to need that police tape, either because they're going to murder each other or because I'm going to have to divide up the bedrooms. I'm not sure how.
Yeah, well, you got to get people to respect the tape, too.
Yeah, well, nobody should ever cross. Isn't that a... Aren't you born with that? Isn't that like deer running from people and birds running from people? Aren't you kind of born with the instinct that you stay away from yellow tape? If you see yellow tape on a house, you get the hell out of there?
Well, if you have anything to do with the government, yes. one of our worst, when I worked for the state government, one of our worst fears was to come to work and find the Gordon Persons Building surrounded by yellow tape. It never happened.
Why would it be surrounded by yellow tape?
Bob scare, some kind of chemical released inside the building, that kind of thing.
You know, I worked in the Gordon Person Building for 7.5 weeks.
You did?
I did.
And you were starving because you couldn't get out to go eat anywhere, so what...
I'll tell you what, I had heard the rumors when I told someone I was going to go work there. I'd heard the rumors of the Gordon Person Building being the missing persons building and being tough to navigate, and I thought... Honestly, maybe these people are just a little low IQ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can't be that hard. It's a building. It sits there. There's thousands of people working in that building. They come and go. It's a massive, massive structure.
Right.
It can't be that hard to navigate. I'm telling you, it took me 3 or 4 weeks of that 7.5 weeks to figure out exactly where I was in the building and how to get there in the quickest way possible and to get out during breaks and to, you know, to go grab some lunch or to run to the restroom. It took a while. That building is a... Well, I can't say it cleanly. It's a cluster blank.
Well, it is. I think it's the largest office building in Alabama in terms of square feet.
Yeah.
It's got over 2 acres on each floor. It's got 5 floors. And it's built in the side of a hill. So when you go in it from one corner, you're on the second floor. If you go in it from another corner, you're below the first floor.
Yeah.
It's just, and all there's several buildings up there around Goat Hill like that. So, anyway, I spent my time there and had a good time. Got out, now I got a good retirement, and I get to go vote when I want to.
Well, have you decided who you're going to vote for? You've already voted.
I've already voted.
Who did you, do you care to share, or you don't want to tip your hand?
I don't want to share.
That's fine. You don't have to. I don't want to make you.
I saw something interesting.
Huh.
There was a crowd of people wearing T-shirts standing around the entrance to the Arrowhead Country Club, and I don't know if they were within 30 feet or not. I didn't measure it. But one of the candidates pulled up in his car with his name on the side and parked it out in the middle of the parking lot so everybody coming and going could see.
Okay.
Which I think was a smart move, too.
You think that Election Day stuff at the polls really works?
Yeah, I do. I think it works for people who feel the need to vote but just don't know who to vote for, even up to the last second.
Okay.
Especially... if you're out there wearing T-shirts and got pieces of paper in your hand. Now, I didn't see that today, but I've seen it before. And somebody says, let me see that piece of paper, and then that tells them how to go vote. I've never done that, but, you know, that happens with some parties, with some candidates.
Huh. Okay.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
I don't think it works, but, you know, whatever.
Well, all right. Well, just remember, people, there's some people on the east side of town who are voting in two separate elections, and it's been arranged so you can do it in one physical location.
The only time I think it actually helps to be present at the polling location on election day, the only time I think it helps is when you have a specific message against a candidate. I'll give you an example. A guy named Andy, I can't remember his last name, Andy Carter, ran against Tom Watley for Alabama Senate a few years ago.
Okay.
And when you polled that race and you said, are you going to vote for Andy Carter or Tom Watley? Tom Watley won like 75-25. No one ever heard of Andy Carter.
Right.
Tom Watley's a good guy, good senator. People know him. When you asked a follow-up question, you said, what if I told you that Tom Watley gave Barack Obama $4,600 in his bid for president?
Yeah.
Are you going to vote for Andy Carter or Tom Watley? It went to 50-50. It went to 50-50. But you can't get everybody with that message. You can't get that message every family.
No.
And so what we decided to do was we hired 40 people to stand at every single polling location door in the entire district. That's a big district. It goes from Alex City to Phoenix City.
Okay.
Opelika, Auburn, the whole nine yards. They went all, the whole district. We had somebody standing outside of every single door with a black and white sign that said, Tom Watley gave Barack Obama $4,600. It was a 51-49 race. It should have been 75-25. So I think if you have a specific message, it can impact the race.
Yeah, and it impacts voters when you do it that way.
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
Yep.
Okay, that's my 2 cents worth for today. See you. Bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Closed the race by 50 points with some yard signs being held by paid employees. 14 minutes after 10 o'clock. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. It's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. It's wide open. Baron Coleman in. Dave Mowry, Jack Campbell out. They'll be back tomorrow.
I heat up. I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, JC Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about JC. JC has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, P.O. Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama, 36119.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. James Cole over at Cole Plumbing wants to tell you on a wet, rainy, nasty day like today that plumbing can especially be a problem. All those pressure changes on the lines out in the yard, all the soil movement that takes place when it's wet and it's dry and it's wet and it's dry. You can end up with cracks in your pipes. You can end up with pipes that shift and move and leak. You see that nice bright green spot in the yard? Well, that's probably due to a broken pipe under there. You can have somebody else come out and dig up your whole yard, or you can call Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. They have that proprietary pipelining technology. It's amazing. It's a proprietary pipelining technology that goes in, seals off the pipe, and you're good to go. You're good to go. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, 279-8919, or check them out on Facebook. Or online, coleplumbing.com. I'll tell you some responsiveness. I wasn't able to grab the call because I'm in the middle of a segment. But the Secretary of State called. John Merrill called my cell phone moments ago, presumably. I guess I could take the call. Why not? It's the Secretary of State, for crying out loud. Mr. Secretary? I'm doing well. I'm actually on air. You want me to call you back during a break in about 10 minutes, or are you busy? Well, I'll call you back. Yeah. Correct. Right. This is very awkward, ladies and gentlemen. I got you. Okay. Well, yeah, I think we had bad information that we got. I think we had bad information that got corrected and we got it out over the air. So, but I do appreciate your concern and calling, and I'll update the audience. Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Secretary of State of the great state of Alabama calling to say he has examined the situation already, and the city council races are on all ballots in all precincts in Montgomery. So just check your ballot carefully. There's actually two separate elections going on. He wanted me to remind the people there are two separate elections going on. There's a municipal election, and in certain precincts, there's also a state election. There's also a state election for House District 74. Talk about responsiveness, people. I'm telling you right now, I know there's an independent Senate election going on in next March, and John Merrill's a candidate. I don't think that's why he's such a good Secretary of State. But that guy, John Merrill, has been the best Secretary of State since I've lived in the state of Alabama. He's the most competent, responsive, wonderful public servant I've run across in a long, long time. This guy gets it. He understands what public service is about. It's about dedicating your life to helping other people. He didn't have to call. I mean, he just heard us talking about it on air. Calls, he thinks during a break, but he caught us a little late for the break, but calls just to update the audience. What a good man. I like John Merrill. All right, so we're going to continue. We'll talk about the city elections a little bit later. I want to talk about some of this other news. I have a host of news. I mean, piles and piles of news, because we didn't get to much of it yesterday, because we had these city elections yesterday, too. I have piles of news piled up over here. Three different, distinct, large piles. And this one is something in Montgomery Advertiser that just seems as Alabama gets. This is the headline. Montgomery Advertiser, Brad Harper. Alabama prison construction finalist
has no business records and little online presence. Now, that doesn't mean anything necessarily, but it certainly is a red flag. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, one of the entities that she and the Alabama Department of Corrections has selected as a possible finalist for a $900 million prison construction project. It's a group with no business registration in any state that we can find, the advertiser, no online presence beyond the little the governor's office has said about them. The group is called Alabama Prison Transformation Partners. It's one of five groups the Governor Kay Ivey's office on Monday said had handed in a statement of qualifications, a form the office uses as a prerequisite for finding bidders to put up three new men's prisons in the state. But the only thing the advertiser can find about them is the press release from the governor. You search the business records in Alabama, all the surrounding states, no companies filing any corporate papers under that name. So the advertiser reaches out to Cam Ward, who sort of led prison reform in the state of Alabama for the last 7 years. His quote, "I've never heard of this company before." Okay. That sounds like typical Alabama stuff. That Alabama Department of Corrections said in an email Monday the group was a, quote, joint venture. But then declined to identify the firms involved in the joint venture. So the advertiser goes directly to the governor's office, who does not respond. When you're putting up a $900 million project to bid, when you're bidding out a $900 million project to build three men's prisons, three new men's prisons that would house about 12,000 maximum inmates, $900 million, by the way. You have to make sure the company you select has the financial solvency to pull off this deal, particularly since it's a build-lease option, meaning the state would contract to build the prisons, and then the builder would own the prisons, and the state would lease the prisons from the builder, cut down the upfront cost, kind of shift everything to the back end. That's because Kay Ivey's 78 years old? She'll be dead by the time that lease runs out. She doesn't care. The only people that care about this design, build, lease option are your children. Like, I have a 12-year-old daughter. She'll care. You know why? Because when that bill comes due, she'll be 42 years old, 45, 48 years old. She'll be a taxpayer. She'll be worried about where her kids are going to school, about what roads her kids are driving on, because her kids will probably be, my grandkids by that time, will probably be driving cars, and they'll be worried about the potholes and the striping and the rain, the ability to withstand rain and wet and weather. They'll be worried about the school system and what's going on then. They'll be worried about the new prisons that'll be needed 30 years from now. Nobody, Cam Ward will be dead. Kay Ivey will be dead. Cam Ward will either be dead or so old he'll wish he was dead. Kay Ivey will be dead, 100% guaranteed, by the time this thing is done. Nevertheless, Kay Ivey wanting to break ground on new prisons next year. Said the proposal is going to go out this fall. And they hope to have the proposals in hand early next year. And one of the five people bidding on it is a group nobody's ever heard of. They have no online presence. It's a, quote, joint venture, according to the Alabama Department of Corrections. But no, we're not going to tell you who's involved in the joint venture. Now, they might be getting $900 million of your taxpayer dollars. They might own the prisons for the next 30 years that Alabama's forced to lease. But we're not going to tell you anything about them. Not even to the Montgomery Advertiser. The last daily in the state that matters. Other companies that submitted statements of qualifications, the Geo Group, that's based out of Boca Raton, Florida. They operate private prisons. That's a terrible idea. Don't you ever commoditize humanity. That's what globalism does. When you have private prisons, you have people who profit off of the incarceration of other people. Nobody should be profiting off of the incarceration of somebody. Because you know what happens? If you have a pecuniary interest in Baron Coleman staying in prison, what is my likelihood of getting out of prison? If your profit center is my warm body in your prison, how likely am I to get out of your prison? How likely am I to be written up when otherwise they might look the other way? How likely am I to have things planted on me, maybe? How likely am I to be recommended for early release by the prison officials. That's the GEO Group, a private prison. That's a terrible idea. Rhode Island-based Corvius LLC, known chiefly for managing military housing. Pennsylvania-based Corrections Consultants, which presents itself as a managing and consulting firm. And Nashville-based CoreCivic, the former Corrections Corporation of America, another private prison operator. You look at states that have gone to private prisons. Go look at the states that have gone to private prisons. Look at their prison population skyrocketing. Look at the fact that people get put in for relatively minor crimes and never get out. It's a bad idea. The commoditization of humanity is a bad idea, no matter how you do it. Whether you're selling baby parts aborted, or whether you're putting people in prison for profit, or whether you're a globalist trying to commoditize humanity for your own private interest and militaries and everything else. I don't know what the plan is. I don't know how they're going to get us out of this problem. But Alabama seems unwilling or unable to do it. And I'm kind of hoping the federal government just orders a plan. I'm kind of hoping Myron Thompson over there, sitting at the Frank Johnson courthouse over there, the federal courthouse on Court Street, I'm kind of hoping, honestly, that he puts together a plan and says, you got to do this. You're going to have to release 10,000 people or build $4 billion in prisons and start treating people like humanity. That just because they're in prison doesn't mean they're not human. Because that's unfortunately the reality in Alabama. That's unfortunately the reality for the way we treat people in Alabama. Anyway, I wanted to get that story off my chest. It's been sitting there. I saw it this morning. I can't believe it. It's the most Alabama story I've ever read. One of the five finalists for a $900 million contract is a group that doesn't exist. It's a joint venture of people who we're not allowed to know who they are. But they might get $900 million of your money. And they might own our prisons for the next 30 years. That is the most Alabama thing I've ever heard. You want to know why businesses don't want to come to Alabama? Because of that story right there. Brad Harper and Brian Lyman and the Montgomery Advertiser today. That's why businesses don't want to come to Alabama. That's why they go to Tennessee. That's why they go to Florida. That's why they go to Texas. That's why they go to South Carolina. That's why they don't come to Montgomery. That's why they don't come to Birmingham, Huntsville, Mobile. That story right there. Who's this?
This is Tudor.
Hey, buddy.
We on air?
Yeah, you're on air. What's up?
Okay, great, great. Hey, you mentioned one of the companies that was involved in maintaining military housing.
Yeah.
Have you seen the scandals that's been going on lately with that?
With that particular company or with military housing in general?
Well, I'm not sure if that company out, but I know it's housing just about all across the country. That the housing's in terrible shape. They got mold in it, black mold in it.
Well, I know, but it may not be that corporation's fault. I don't want to hold them responsible.
It may not be that one company.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just thought I'd hit you there.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the show, man.
Yep, thank you. Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. It's 10:30. It's 10:30. I just want to get that. That's the most Alabama story I've ever heard. It has application to the vote in the city of Montgomery, actually, today. You have an opportunity to do things differently. Have an opportunity to do things differently. You don't have to follow the old way. Dare I say the Joe Reed way. Get out and vote. We'll be back. Told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. But they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing. We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans are still feeling optimistic about the economy. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index declined slightly in August, but is still at a very strong level. 135.1 is the reading. Papa John's shares are sharply higher, up 5.5% after the company brought in an industry veteran to lead its business. Its new CEO is Rob Lynch, previously with Arby's, Taco Bell, and Procter & Gamble. Lynch is credited with turning around Arby's. You'll be able to get delivery from IHOP and Applebee's. The parent company of those chains, Dine Brands, is partnering with Grubhub to offer delivery across thousands of its restaurants. The company says diners will be able to access special deals. And Panera Bread is expanding delivery nationwide, working with DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/joy. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a frontal system on the way, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms from time to time today and tonight. Locally, heavy downpours in spots. High today, 89. Tonight's low, 74. Tomorrow, the risk of leftover showers will mainly be the first half of the day. Drier air overspreads the area later on. Cooler Wednesday night. Low, 67. That's going to be nice. Less humid for Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 90s and plenty of sunshine. Showers return for the Labor Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away.
All right, guys, welcome back. 36 minutes after 10 o'clock. 36 minutes after 10 o'clock. Your calls are welcome at 272-9228. 272-9228. Speaking of things Alabama does that make absolutely no sense, let me do this, actually. Jack's not here. Dave's not here. Dave's actually on the way in. He just told me he was on the way in. He had some work-related things going on this morning, and I think had an annual physical or something, too, to stop by. But anyway, it's 37 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jack, Dave, out, Baron in. Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Every time I talk to this guy, I walk away feeling better about life. I do. I walk away feeling better about life. Tom Latham understands the concrete business. He understands what he wants to do. He has a mission. He's focused. He's upbeat. He's positive. He's a solver, a problem solver, a do-it guy. I mean, the kind of guy that says, I can do it. I'm not worried about the obstacles or the objections. I'm going to get the job done. And that's Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. Get in touch with him. That's the kind of guy you need to talk. That's the kind of guy you need on your team when you're building a project, when you're laying a foundation, when you're doing an outdoor restoration, or maybe expanding your house. That's the guy you need. He's the concrete guy you need. He can build an outdoor vacation destination. I think he even had a pool going in the other day on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. I think I saw that the other day. Had a pool going in. Pretty cool-looking pool. Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Check him out online, pennyiron.co, or find him on Facebook for some of those before and after pictures. All right. Someone sent me this story. I'm not going to say who. He can own up to it if he wants to. I mentioned that the Alabama prison story I just covered that was in the Montgomery Advertiser were one of the five finalists was a company that basically didn't exist and was, quote, a joint venture, that no one will tell us who's involved in the joint venture. This is the second most Alabama story I've read in a while. Now, at first, you hear this headline and go, oh, that's awesome. I'm going to explain a concept to you in a moment. This says, Alabama opens Department of Commerce office in Germany to promote European investment. Alabama opens Department of Commerce office in Germany to promote European investment. Governor Kay Ivey on Monday announced the Alabama Department of Commerce has opened a business development office in Stuttgart, Germany, to enhance the state's strategic efforts in attracting increased European job-creating investments in the Yellowhammer State. Christopher Doerr, D-O-E-R-R, an experienced German businessman who spent 7 years in charge of an industrial operation in Alabama, notice they won't say which one, is serving as the director of the state's new European office, which began operating earlier this month. According to the governor's office, Doerr's job will be to build on Alabama's long-standing economic development activities in Europe. This is what we call, I'm going to introduce you to a phrase called white welfare. White welfare. This is when your government friends create a job for you that pays you $150,000, $200,000 a year that requires minimal effort, almost no effort. So heading up an association, heading up a foundation, heading up whatever these things. Not all of them. I mean, some of them are real work, hard work. You got to roll up your sleeves and really get the job done. Some of them are white welfare. You work a month or two a year. You take 9 or 10 months a year off. You're nearing the age of retirement anyway. Bingo, bango, bongo, white welfare. I'm explaining white welfare to them. Not the easiest concept to get. Now, that is not to mean white people welfare. That's a totally different thing. White people welfare takes place at the lower end of the economic spectrum all over the country. That's white people welfare. This is white welfare. This is when you give your friend a white knight type of job that requires nothing, very minimal effort.
Make work.
Make work.
I made it.
I made it. I really made it. I did it. I'm here. Look at me. Check out what I've done. Guys, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Are you still on the prison thing?
No, I'm on the Department of Commerce opening an office in Germany. Germany.
The other story that we texted about yesterday.
Yeah, the Germany.
Germany.
Well, the prison thing was the most Alabama story I've ever read.
Correct.
This is the second most Alabama story.
Correct. That prison thing was just what, like, you just look at it and you're just like, this is just obviously wrong.
This is obviously
There's
terrible.
Crime happening.
Clearly. Clearly. Doerr traveled to Montgomery last Friday for meetings with Ivy and Greg Canfield, Alabama's Department of Commerce Secretary.
That's your boy.
Yeah, probably the worst one in the country. Doerr also met with Bob Smith. Assistant. It just sounds like he's made up. I'm sure he's real. I'm sure he's real. But somewhere there's a script writer out there who's out of names like, oh, hell, call him Bob Smith. The Assistant Director of Commerce Business Development's team, who directs European strategy, and Hilda Lockhart, Director of Commerce's International Trade Office, among others. White welfare, Dave.
I hear you. It's a thing.
Smith outlined that Dorr has solid contacts in industrial fields, such as in engineering, tooling, machining, and additive manufacturing in Germany and other hot spots on the continent, has more than 20 years of management experience, and has developed an extensive network of business connections in the region. Here's what he's being paid to do. He can generate business development leads and open doors for Alabama's team as we seek to build relationships with decision makers in Germany that can translate into jobs here at home. Follow the inferences there. Follow the steps. Follow the hops that you have to make to follow what this guy's doing. His job...
make inroads.
...is to generate leads, mm-hmm. meaning here are some phone numbers.
Leads.
Here's some phone numbers. That's what a lead is, a phone number. And open doors. Well, that doesn't actually mean anything.
Well.
That doesn't mean schedule a meeting.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, it means... when I call the lead you gave me, I'll say, Christoph Dorr gave me your number. That's all that means. As Alabama seeks to build relationships, meaning they don't even have the relationships over there necessary to make the calls. They had to hire a guy to get the numbers and say, Christoph gave us your number.
Don't we have some German stuff already here?
You mean Mercedes?
Is that German?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's Chrysler.
Oh, okay.
relationships with decision makers in Germany and other... I mean, this is... he's being paid to give you his Rolodex.
Well, which, you know, can be a thing.
He currently serves as... now, we're hiring a guy who is the current CEO of Innotech Solutions in Kornwestheim, Germany.
Kornwestheim.
Approximately 5 miles from Stuttgart, a major industrial center that's home
Stuttgart.
To global automaker Mercedes-Benz.
I've been to Stuttgart, Baron.
I have not.
Ja, das ist gut, nein.
From 96 to 2013, he was the president and CEO of Aluminum Technology, Schmied GmbH, a high-precision CNC machining and die-casting company. Guys, we are paying the CEO of another company to hit us up with some cell numbers.
Hit me on the hip.
Alabama. The second most Alabama thing I've ever read.
HMU. Hit me up.
The second most Alabama thing I've ever read. Now, if this guy invests in Alabama, we basically gave him money to invest in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
If he invests in Alabama, we basically gave him money. We paid him personally to invest his business's resources in Alabama. That's what I see coming. Which is the third most Alabama thing ever.
So wait, does he get to keep the CEO job?
Yeah.
Oh.
It says he currently serves as.
Oh, okay.
He's not leaving the CEO of a company to work for the state of Alabama, I promise you.
Well, I mean, I figured maybe the company might be, you know, because that'd be another very Alabama thing. Oh, your company failed. We'll give you a job.
Heirloom Jewelers, right now, silver touched, what did it touch? $18 this morning?
Hey, now.
It was at $17.92. It briefly touched $18. And he's willing to buy it off your hands. Buy it off your hands. Gold is over $1,500 an ounce. Over $1,500 an ounce. Drew Booth is paying upwards of 90+% spot price on these, daily spot price on these metals. So get in there and check it out. I mean, obviously the price fluctuates daily and things change daily. I can't guarantee you what you're going to get, but things change. Get in there when you get a chance. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. He'll buy colored stones, whether it's amethyst or emeralds or rubies or sapphires. He'll buy your clear stones, obviously your diamantes, your diamonds. He'll pick those up off your hands as well. He's in a buying mood. He told me the other day he has a wad of cash. Not really, it's a checkbook. He has a big old checkbook and a desire to buy some stuff, particularly metals and stones. He said, tell him to bring your metals and stones. I will take them off your hands. I will put cash in their pocket. I will give them a check. I will make it so they can pay down credit card debt. I will make it so they can send their kid to college. I will do what I have to do because I am Troop Booth and I run this joint. That's what he told me. Almost word for word, almost verbatim. Give him a call. No, don't give him a call. You don't want to talk to him on the phone. Just go by there. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. Dave Mowry wandered in there.
Yeah, I know. I found my way here, finally.
How about a little Derek and the Dominoes?
You know what the kiss of death was, Baron?
Huh?
When I texted you and I was like, it's at 8:30. I might get out early.
Yeah. I mean, that means noon.
Wrong.
We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So low.
I don't know.
I guess I just want to hear it at a low volume.
Well, I don't know why that would.
How many people wandering around turn their radios up? Guys, it's election day in Montgomery. Don't forget to get out and vote. Don't let the rain hamper you. Is it still raining out there?
Spitting? Yeah, I mean, like, obviously on the highway you're going to get, you know.
You have to use windshield wipers?
Yeah, I did when I, but I didn't get wet walking in.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
You know
that's good state of life.
Yeah.
A little mist, kind of Seattle-ish.
Yes, very Seattle-ish.
Yeah, just a little mist taking place. You got to use the windshield wipers when you're going 50, but you don't really feel wet when
right.
you get out.
Right.
Good deal. Yes. Alabama Home Mortgage, great deal. Getting, you know.
The best deal.
Misty rain is good deal. Alabama Home Mortgage, great deal. The best deal. Give Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage a call, 567-4223. 567-4223. Oh, and you people. I know who you people are. My salespeople tell me about it. You people are like, I don't know about advertising with Barron. Does it really work? Call Kim Williams. Call Riley Manning. Call some of these people who have been with us 4 or 5 years. Kim Williams loves taking calls from people on the fence on advertising. She's been my best closer. I don't know how many people are on the air right now who wouldn't be on the air, but for the fact that they called Kim Williams and said, tell me about Advertisement Baron. And she said, well, let me tell you what percentage of my calls come off of that one show. And they go, oh, that's it. I'm sold. And they get on the program with us. 567-4223, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223, ALAHomeMortgage.com. Guys, interest rates, stupid low. Stupid low. The 10-year and the 2-year just inverted the other day. The 10-year is what they base mortgages off of, and it's so low, like, I don't think it can actually get any lower. Not and let the dollar stay the world's reserve currency.
Wow.
So if the 10-year gets too much lower, you're not going to need a mortgage because everybody's going to be eating out of dumpsters.
Oh, fun.
I'm kidding, of course, but by all means, call her, 567-4223, her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. That is true, though. The 10 and 2 have inverted.
Right.
But
that's the number one indicator.
I've got a theory about this. There are two reasons a yield curve could invert.
Uh-huh.
This may be a little cap and gown for 10 a.m. on a election day. This may be a little cap and gown. But I want to tell you there are two reasons a yield curve could invert. First, we got to discuss what makes rates go up and down. The more people that want to buy your bond, the lower rate you have to pay.
Hmm.
Right? The more people want to buy your bond, the lower rate you have to pay. So if I have a very good bond with a very good outlook, people might want to buy my bond, particularly if global stocks are failing, if global bond yields are low. People might look for, what's the one place doing well?
Where can I park my money?
Where can I park my money and I won't lose it?
Right.
America's doing well. Their economy's roaring. Let me park it there. If enough other people, enough other foreign governments, enough other corporations want to park their money in one particular vehicle, the U.S. Treasury bond, the yield is going to be very low. It might even get lower than the 2-year.
Right.
Now, this is the first time that the yield curve has really inverted in about 12 years. And the media took this inversion to run.
Yes.
To run and say there's a recession imminent. Everybody knows it.
Tomorrow. I mean, basically is what they were saying.
Yeah. Now, the yield curve might invert for another reason. Not just because people are looking for safety in a time of chaos. Because that would be a recession indicator. If everybody pulls their money out of corporate stocks and out of corporate bonds because they're not sure of the future of corporate America, and they dump it all into U.S. Treasuries, it would cause the 10-year to plummet. Because the 10-year is a popular vehicle, popular vessel. Because you can park it through a cycle. 2-year, you might have to get out in mid-cycle, and that can be disastrous.
Ah.
That's why the 10-year goes below the 2 in these situations. But there's another reason the yield curve might invert. It's possible. I saw this headline from Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff, the market guru, said the media has flipped the narrative on Trump. For a long time, people kind of accepted that Trump might be a racist and a bigot and a homophobe and a transphobe and the devil himself, and he might have a tail and a horns, and he might have hooves instead of feet. I mean, have you ever seen his feet?
Nope.
I might have hooves. People might believe that he sacrifices black babies in the bathtub at night. People might believe he takes Muslims and slices them open in the West Wing of the White House and spreads their blood all over the walls. They might be willing to believe all that, but they also believe the economy was doing pretty doggone well.
Right.
And the best indicator on whether or not a president's going to get elected is not whether or not he spreads Muslim blood around the world, not whether or not he hates black people, not whether or not he hates gays or Jews or anybody else, which, to be clear, the president hates none of those people. Maybe Muslims. But the number one indicator of whether a president is going to get reelected is the economy. If the economy's doing well, the president tends to stay in power because most people, the day-to-day stuff of the president hates trannies does not hit home.
Right.
The value of my 401k is what hits home, right? A presidential administration can last 8 years. That can be 20 or 30% of your entire working career.
Yeah.
And you want that 20 or 30% to go well.
For sure.
If you're going to work 40 years, say you get out of school at 22 and you work till 62. That's an early age to retire. But let's say you do it. You retire at 62. You got a little money. You get $2 million in the bank. Your 401k is doing well. Your kids are out of college. You're 62 years old. You hate your job. You say, to hell with this, I'm quitting. one presidential administration could last 20% of that working career.
Yeah.
And you want it to do well. So most people, when they look at it and they come to reevaluate a president after 4 years, they say, is my 401k doing well? Am I stockpiling money? Am I getting a raise at work? Are people buying our products? And then they go and reelect the president. So in order to get rid of the president, you can't just say he's a racist. You got to say he's a racist with a failing economy. But the average leftist doesn't have the capacity to sink the economy. I promised you these guys would try to destroy the economy.
Mm-hmm.
I promised you. I thought they would do it through the Fed. The president got his own guy at the Fed, and he's kind of bullying him into holding court.
Heck, he wants him to drop rates again.
But there's a second way to stall the economy. You convince the media and everyone else that the economy's failing. How? You buy up the 10-years. You force the 10-year to invert with the 2-year. And when you have your inverted yield curve, you have your talking points. First time in 12 years.
Every other time that this has happened, there's been a recession.
First time in 12 years. Economy must not be as good as the president says.
Lagging indicator.
Guys, you know who has enough money to invert the yield curve and get rid of the president? Do I need to play the speech again where the president says there are trillions of dollars at stake? Trillions of dollars at stake? You know who has trillions of dollars and can invert our yield curve?
I do.
China.
And also?
Globalists.
Corporatists.
Corporatists. Prostitutes. Keeping it clean.
Prostitutes.
Globalists, corporatists. They have the ability to invert the yield curve, convince the entire media and the population that the economy is sinking, cause businesses to stop capital investment, cause businesses to stop producing inventory, cause businesses to lay off worker and try to get ahead of a recession. There are people, believe it or not, who would rather crash this economy than see Donald Trump be president for 4 more years.
And those people are the worst of the worst.
And they have the money to do it. They have the money to do it.
True. I can't think of anything more ghoulish.
Yeah. Than destroying an economy and causing people jobs loss and misery.
And altering the course of their lives.
Yeah.
Just because you don't, because Orange Man bad.
Orange Man bad. Well, it's worse than Orange Man bad. It's Orange Man finding out we have a pedophilia ring.
Well, that's a problem, Baron, if you're, you know, running a pedophilia ring and the president knows about it.
And the trafficking kids.
And he's against it, you know?
Yeah. And now the trafficking kids.
Well,
they've been trafficking kids. But that's what it's about. That's what it's about. That's what this yield curve inversion is. I don't buy for a second that this is truly scared money thinking that there's an economy collapsing. There's nothing to suggest it. Unemployment's 3.3%. Unemployment's 3.3% in Alabama. Alabama.
In Alabama.
3.5% nationwide. The economy's not about to collapse. You have globalists sinking the 10-year on purpose to try to get rid of the president because they might lose hundreds of millions or billions, but they're going to save trillions if they can get rid of him. Because his job is to return your wealth to you. Your wealth that's been exfiltrated